This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump angrily says he knows why the FBI searched his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. We're told it's part of an investigation into whether he took classified records from the White House. The AP's Sagar Magani with what Donald Trump is saying.
Donald Trump announced the FBI search in a long statement, calling it proof of dark times for our nation. Trump says his home was under siege, raided, and occupied, calling it not necessary or appropriate. He and his allies are billing it as a bid by Democrats to stop him from winning another term in 2024, though the Biden White House says it did not know about the raid ahead of time, and the FBI's chief was a Trump appointee. Not long after the search, Trump did a telerally for a GOP Senate candidate, touting his time in office.
We had it going like nobody's ever seen.
Without mentioning the search. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Maybe you are one of the millions of Americans who've been sweating through the past few days. Well, today's another blistering day, says the National Weather Service's Frank Pereira.
Heat advisories currently cover approximately about 45 million individuals across the lower 48.
Temperatures in the upper 90s in Washington, D.C. today. Ukraine's president says Russian shelling hit near a nuclear power plant. Ukraine and Russia have been accusing each other of shelling the nuclear power plant area. Fans are remembering Olivia Newton-John, who died yesterday. Her co-star in the movie Grease, John Travolta, said, "We will see you down the road. We will all be together again." Olivia Newton-John was 73 and had battled breast cancer for years. This is AP News. Climate hazards are being tied to more than half of infectious diseases. The AP's Mike Gracia has this new study.
A new study says more than half of the known infectious diseases in people, including malaria, cholera, and anthrax, have worsened due to climate hazards such as flooding, heat waves, and drought. In Monday's journal Nature Climate Change, researchers said they found 218 of the known 375 human infectious diseases seemed to be made worse by one of 10 types of extreme weather connected to climate change. The study says warming oceans and heat waves can taint seafood and other things we eat. Droughts can bring bats carrying viral infections to people. Downpours and flooding sicken people through disease-carrying mosquitoes, rats, and deer. Additionally, the study found 223 of 286 unique non-infectious sicknesses, such as asthma and allergies, seemed to be worsened by climate hazards. I'm Mike Gracia.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.